Hi, and welcome to another album audio review with me, Paul Johnson, on folkin.com. Hope you're well, hope you're good. And the great thing about going to folk festivals for folkin.com is I do bump into several people. Lots of interesting people. And at the New Forest Folk Festival, I bumped into the one and only Alan Prosser from the Oyster Band. We had a nice chat, and you can find that chat on our audio review of the New Forest Folk Festival. He also slipped an album into my hand, which is his own little solo album called Folk Zone. And here we're going to have a little look at this album by Alan Prosser, a little solo album that he's produced from lots of bits and pieces that he's recorded over the last few years. So, let's crack on. And track one is right now, and it's called The Nonnis Overture for Two Guitars. Beautiful little track there on track one of the album on Folk Zone album. That's called Nonnis Overture for Two Guitars. And it's a really interesting album, this. It's packed full with 13 tracks of lots of little bits and pieces that Alan Prosser's been doing over the years. Some that he's found and left and forgotten and brought back in. Some he's sat down and played and recorded himself. Even some when he was sitting in a house surrounded by instruments he thought he'd record a little bit. And some of the instruments you'll hear through here and some of the little tunes you'll hear throughout the album will turn up on Oyster Band albums. There's a couple of tracks hidden in here that as you go through the album that you'll find that either was used on an Oyster Band album or maybe you've heard but never made it to Oyster Band albums. The next track is track two. Really interesting, this one, because he says in the cover notes that he went to see Dread Zone. Now, I've seen Dread Zone at Cropredy. Absolutely brilliant sort of ska folk sort of roots band with a folk in rave type tune to an amazing band called Dread Zone. And Alan, after watching Dread Zone, told me that he went home and he wrote this tune, and it is actually called Folk Zone. Have a listen to this one. Folk Zone there from Alan Prosser off of the album of that title called Folk Zone. And he says in his notes that he was listening to Dread Zone, and after listening to Dread Zone he was house sitting for his dear friend Henry Sparks, and he had an 8-track TAC machine there, so he decided that he would pick up his Roland guitar synth, his fiddle and his guitars and various assembled instruments in the kitchen, and the acoustics in the kitchen were great, so he made that tune called Dread Zone. What can you say about that? Fantastic. The next track, track three, changes the tune and changes the mood slightly. And it's a fantastic little tune called Fiddle Round Skipton. Fiddle Round Skipton. It later became part of the intro for the Oyster song After the Rain, of course. This is what's great about this album. There's lots of little snippets in here that you probably, if you're a big Oyster Band fan, will sort of hear later on down the line in Oyster Band albums. We spoke at the festival about the Oyster Band splitting up and going their own ways or stopping their touring. which was quite a sad thing. But having said that, there's going to be lots and lots of stuff going on for the Oyster Band in the next year or so, and certainly going to be lots of stuff going on for Alan Prosser. Track 4 of the album is called Cantilly Lace, and it features those really nice instruments. And a friend of Ray Cooper's from the Oyster Band was making some cantellis, and Alan asked him to make one for him. So he said it was probably the first bit of music he's used them on. These turned up on Ragged Kingdom a bit later on. This is Cantilly Lace. And by the way, this kind of lures you into a sense of false security, because it does get a bit cranked up towards the end. Quite a surprise when you first listen to it. So are you ready for it? Brace yourselves. Goes to show you that you never know quite what's going to happen on an Alan Prosser album. So there you go. The next one, the next track, changes the tune again, actually, with track 5, and this is called The Slow Air Skipton. The Slow Air Skipton there. Quite monastic, that one, wasn't it, really? A monastic routine that he was doing. Kind of walk, music, sleep, repeat. The next one is a more traditional song, but it's got the little bit of an Alan Prosser twist, as he always strives to present dance tunes in a slightly different way, especially back in the days when the Oyster Band used to do Cayleys. He's still kind of doing it now, so here's a little example of that, and it's called The Star Above the Gutter. Above the Garter, that was, and that is track 6 of the Alan Prosser's album Folk Zone. Now, the next track, if you are a bit of a guitarist and you know what you're talking about with guitars, if you've ever seen or held a Nonis guitar, they're a dreadful thing to play and quite difficult, but do sound quite good. And this is a track that Alan wrote called the Nonis Gavotte, but it's a way of saying it sounds like an old dance form. Differently strung, differently tuned and everything. But it comes out like this. It is called the Nonis Gavotte. And he's a braver man than I. Thank you. sounded a bit painful to play to me. But there you go. That was track 7, Non Escavot, that was. The next one is Euston Station Reprise. And it kind of sounds a bit like a station. But I'm not surprising with the title called Euston Station Reprise. Guitar work on that one, and that was the Euston Station Reprise. And Alan said that he wrote the verse tune for Euston Station. There's little bits of this that turned up on Here I Stand on that album a few years later. Love that tune. Nice little bit of trumpet in there too. Probably one of my favourite tracks on the album, that one. Okay, back to a barnstorming track next. Track 9 on the album, and it's called The Bishop of Chester's Jig, The Peacock, followed by The Hen. Ah, the barnstorming sound of Alan Prosser's The Bishop of Chester's Jig, followed by The Peacock, and followed by The Hen. Three tunes back to back. I love it when we do that. We do that in my own band sometimes. We put three tunes back to back. It's all good fun. Something that the Oyster Band have done many, many times as well, of course. All the best bands do it. Love this next one. It's track 11 on the album, and it's called The Keary Hop Step Massacre. Got a bit of Grangeau in there, I think, somewhere. Maybe. Great tune, that's called The Keary Hop Step Massacre. An interpretation of a line in Ian Keary, played on a 12-string on a Cayley hop step, and he's embellished it somewhat. Great little tune. Nice. Track 12, the penultimate track coming up, called The Slow Stream, and it's got a great feel to it, this track, and really does bring out the musicianship that Alan possesses. It's called The Slow Stream. It's a beautiful track, that. I really like the feel of that, and it shows off Alan's brilliant guitar playing there. I was talking to him at New Forest Folk Festival, and he gave me his CD to do a review that I'm doing now, and it was in cellophane, and I couldn't open it because I didn't have any nails, but he said, oh, don't worry about that, I've got plenty of nails here. He said it comes with the job, so he quickly used his lovely long nails to open the CD for me so I could have a look. And it's a great thing, and it's a lovely CD. It is called Folk Zone. It's very interesting. It's got little mixes of bits and bobs on it. Guarantee getting it. Not many of them were printed, so it's quite a rare CD to get. If you want the CD, you have to go through the Oyster Band websites and message them through there. Get a copy that way, and I'm sure you can pick up one. It's well worth getting, well worth listening to. It's an interesting little thing. The last track on the album, I think, is the best track of them all. And I know Alan's not usually the prominent singer in the Oyster Band, because what he does is his backing vocals and his brilliant guitar work. But I really like Alan's voice. And if this is a little look into the future, I really hope we're going to be hearing more of Alan's voice solo. I'm sure he has done lots in the past, and I'm sure he'll continue to. He's a great writer and a great guitarist. I really like this track. In fact, as I was recording this in my studio, my wife came into the studio and she said, "Oh, this is a really pretty track." So there, Alan, you've got my wife Vonnie's approval of this track too. It's really nice, and it's called "I'm Glad I Met You on the Way."
We're all just passing through like a rolling wave, till we cut and break on some distant shore. I'm glad I met you on the way. I guess I've been lucky, my condition's good, and I've done everything I could to keep my word. And I'm glad I met you on the way, 'cause when I'm running hell for leather, trying to tie things together, it's you who keeps me sane, keeps it real, knows my name. It's not easy to say everything I feel, to translate into words just what that means. But I'm glad I met you on the way. Can make his own prison through hard work and hard decision, and it's you that keeps me sane, makes it real, knows my name. It's you that keeps me sane, makes it real, knows my name.
The beautiful Alan Prosser, "I'm Glad I Met You on the Way." That's the last track on the album, Folk Zone by Alan Prosser. And it's a really good song, that. It's one of those songs that you kind of just sit down. I've done it myself occasionally. Sit down with a guitar and just start singing, and some words come out. And "I'm Glad I Met You on the Way." It's a beautiful track. I hope we hear some more like that from you, Mr. Prosser. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to me review the album Folk Zone of Alan Prosser. As I say, it's available through the Oyster Band website. If you want to get hold of it, I'd highly recommend it. And obviously, the Oyster Band are going to be out gigging and touring all over the place while they say their long goodbye, sadly. But let's look to the future and hope we can get some more great stuff from the band. I hope you've enjoyed the little webcast. I'll see you very soon. Keep checking back for album reviews and everything. There's more going up all the time here on folkin.com. I'll see you down the road.